Because I am going from one moment to the next, but I'm not really grasping it, if that makes sense. What am I doing? Where am I going? I had a plan, you know? Everything was good. I had all these amazing ideas, so many of them. Coming in left and right, such excitement. Thinking this is it. This is gonna be it. But I don't know what happened. I guess the fantasy was just a fantasy. And I realized that at one point. I realized that fantasies are fantasies. I don't know. I guess before this whole thing happened, I had hope that I would not I would I had hope that I would I had hope because I was delusional, right? All these delusions, they made me feel like I had something to live for. Made me feel like there was a purpose to my life. And when I got to the point when I told myself, hey, these are delusions. I mean, not delusions in the crazy sense, but in the sense that I was fooling myself. You know, it's not like a schizophrenic delusion or something like that. It's more of a, I was fooling myself, right? And I was so consumed with this thing that gave me some newfound hope for my life that I made it my all. But I knew that there was a part of it that wasn't right for me. Something that just didn't match up with who I was. So that, and I knew that it was a fantasy, right? I kept telling myself, doesn't matter that it's a fantasy, right? Because sometimes I would question myself. I would be like, it's a fantasy. What's the purpose? Well, to just enjoy it. Because fantasies are fantasies. They're just meant to be enjoyed, right? But then there was this other part of me that was like, it's a fantasy, so it's okay. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how intense it gets because it's a fantasy and it'll stay a fantasy, right? Well, what does that mean? So yeah, it'll stay a fantasy, but to be honest, I think it was me that ruined it for myself because I was looking too deep into the fantasy. I wanted that fantasy to be real. That's the problem, see? there was a part of me that wanted this fantasy to become true. And it obviously it wasn't gonna happen because it was a fantasy, right? So I told myself I need to get it straight. I can't be fooling myself, right? There's no way I'm gonna fool myself into the situation. So I was like, okay, the fantasy started revealing the truth. And okay, I'm gonna be honest. At one point, I was lost in the fantasy. It was all I could fucking think about. Fantasy left and right. My whole fucking life. But it didn't seem to matter because I don't know. It just didn't upset me. It didn't upset me until I started thinking, should I be spending so much time on these fantasies? I realized that I'd been completely enthralled in these things, that I had forgotten to live my life. Yeah, my regular life, my life that requires attention and effort. My life that needs me to be productive, needs me to be successful so that I can get out of my shitty situation. But that didn't matter to me because I was so into the fantasy. So now the fantasy is dead. Been trying to find it in myself. But it's just gone. There just doesn't seem to be anything there. I thought that the fantasy was taking away from me, but maybe the fantasy was keeping me going, you know? Maybe the fantasy was my last ditch effort to save myself. Maybe it would have been good. I just know that it doesn't feel the same anymore. The fantasy is I've been hoping to get there again, but sometimes once you've seen the truth, once you know reality, things just aren't the same anymore. But I want this fantasy. It needed to keep me going. It was better than whatever I'm experiencing now. I don't like reality. Why can't I just live in the fantasy forever? I don't
know what I would have preferred for the fantasy to end or for the fantasy to continue. I hope that I can reach a point where I can believe in the fantasy and still remain in touch with reality. I don't know how I could bring myself to feel the same way.
Sometimes I think that I reached that level, but it takes so much to get there. It takes so much effort. And when I'm there, it doesn't feel the same. I feel dead. That's exactly how I feel. What happened to me? All those feelings that I had, they're gone. How are all those feelings gone? They can't be. I need them. I need those feelings. I feel so empty inside, so emotionless. Like everything doesn't matter. And before, it was my whole world. The fantasy was everything to me. It consumed me. At least I'm being honest. Now I just feel like things are getting worse, but they're not appealing to me. They used to be. Things were getting worse, but at least it was attractive. Now it's just getting worse, and it's just pathetic. It's only beautiful. There's a fucking audience. Cause then you just feel like you've done something for the purpose of nothing. That's beside the point, right? I know why I'm here. I can't bear to be anywhere else. I know why I'm sitting in this bench. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Don't know what's wrong with me, but I just wish that the fantasy would come back. I just want the fantasy. Can I just live in the fantasy? You know? Can't we just continue the fantasy? Because we both know that real life is just too fucking hard. If you've listened this far, well, you've got to tell me how the fantasy ends or how the fantasy is restored. Nobody can do it for me. I know, I'm sorry. I know that nobody can restore the fantasy. I need the fantasy, please. I need the fantasy. I know I'm disgusted with what I did, and I'm disgusted with everything. But there are different kinds of fantasies, right? There are fantasies that are real, and fantasies that are fake. Just fake fantasies. Things that you think you like, but you don't like. Or, I don't know, things that you want, but you don't want. I don't know. I need the real fantasies, okay? Real fantasies. Real ones. Because I can tell when a fantasy is real. And I can't find any more real ones. So, make me a real fantasy. The point of any of this, right? I guess I'm nothing but the fantasy, right? And I lost the fantasy. I feel like I'm nothing, you know? I feel like there's nothing inside of me. The fantasy's gone. Reality doesn't matter. So you understand. Now, I'll stop rambling because I think I've made the point that I just want to believe. And I can't believe anymore. How am I going to believe, huh? What's going to make me believe? Because let me tell you, that's what I need right now. I don't care if it was a fantasy. I just need to believe in something. I gotta know that there's something better.
Well, it's kind of obvious, but I'm gonna keep trying to find the fantasy in myself. Because I don't know what else to do. Maybe the fantasy is what I need. Maybe it'll help me get to the next stage of my life. If anything, it'll be a catalyst for change. Right? Because if I find that fantasy and I lose myself in it, at least I won't have to experience my shitty life. Even though I might fall deep, and I might reach a point where I can't even recognize myself, at least I won't have the awareness of reality and how absolutely pathetic and meaningless my life is. So, I consider that an achievement. Yes, I think it is, actually. I realize that it doesn't matter. Reality doesn't matter. Just me and Kenny having our fucking journeys. He showed me those machine elves. Maybe the fantasy does live on after all. Maybe. Maybe there's hope. Yeah, that I tell myself, but then a few hours from now, I'll be asking myself, how was I so okay? There's a part of me that thinks there's something deeply wrong that needs to be fixed, but nobody really fucking knows what it is because there's just so much accuracy.